Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Dort lines up. Three-pointer. Bang! Luke Dort from downtown. Williams has been hot all night, falling away. Got it! 40 points for Jalen Williams! Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, a strong comeback. But the Thunder have the answer. It's 3-2. OKC in front here in the NBA Finals.
You know who that is. Not the AC/DC part, but the Mike Breen part. That was courtesy of ABC. As we continue to talk NBA Finals and Billy Donovan's contract extension, or possible contract extension, but let's face it, probable contract extension with Cody Westerlund of 670thescore.com. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And I think that's the other question, Cody, is where are we at with this? It's not just probable, it's likely.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Bulls' way of doing business, right? The Tom Thibodeau element of him getting fired and the Knicks reaching out probably made this Billy Donovan news leak a little bit faster, or accelerated talks, perhaps. But this was always the expectation that it'll get done eventually. So we'll keep an eye on how that goes. We'll keep an eye on who the Knicks might hire at some point. That's a huge storyline in the NBA right now, even as the NBA Finals play out in the draft, which next week too.
Yeah, we joke about asking everybody if they've been contacted by the Knicks about the head coaching position, because it's gotten like that. So have you been contacted by the Knicks? Are you affected?
I hadn't, but you know, I like the best joke along that was if they're going to contact Rick Carlisle or Mark Daigneault during the finals. You know, that would have been the real kicker if they could have pulled that off.
Listen, I don't think they're that far from that. I think what's more shocking than the way they're handling their coaching thing is the idea that Kevin Durant is available and they have no interest in Kevin Durant. I am shocked by that, because that is a guy who could come in and perhaps get them over the hill, if you will, in the Eastern Conference specifically, because the Eastern Conference is kind of wide open for anyone who has a good team to go forward. Like, I wouldn't have been shocked to see the Knicks in the NBA Finals this year. And Kevin Durant is a guy who could probably take them over the top.
Yeah, I think he's a clean fit almost anywhere, because he's so unselfish and can get his points from anywhere on the floor. And, I mean, he proved in Golden State that he doesn't have to be the number one option either by the way of the ball being in his hands. Obviously, Steph had the ball more there. So for the Knicks, it's interesting. They haven't been mentioned at all. I think part of it probably is because they are so Jalen Brunson heavy and so dependent on him. I wonder if that's a little bit of a turnoff. And that's probably the criticism of the Knicks, right? They were too Brunson dependent.
Becky Hammon told me that.
Well, I think they might also be Brunson dependent by design. I mean, that's it. We still don't know what's happening to Rick, his dad, the assistant coach in all of this.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is with KD, they are still pretty young, right? Brunson, OG Anunoby, Cat, Bridges, all in the same age range. So I don't know. Maybe they don't want to get out of that age range. That's another one. But there's so many factors and things like that, too. With the KD, he has 1 year left on his contract. So you don't want to pay a high price for him if he doesn't commit to an extension. He doesn't have to commit to an extension. So until he does, you're only going to give a middling offer, for example. And then that makes it hard for the Suns to move him because they want a big offer because they're in such a terrible situation financially with their roster, talent, and just so much messiness going on there. So it's a really fascinating situation with Durant because he does have some degree of great control, but the Suns aren't going to give him all the control on where he lands. And then you got these teams like the Wolves were extremely interested in him, but it sounds like he wants to go more to the Heat or the Spurs or the Rockets and those destinations. The Rockets are extremely fascinating in this scenario.
I think he's wanted to go to the Rockets for a long time. Like, I remember hearing rumors about the possibility of him somehow joining James Harden when Harden was still there. I feel like that was something that that was on his mind. You know, he loved his time, even though it was just a year at Texas. He would often go back in the off seasons and hang out in Austin. I wonder how much that affects his thought process.
I think that would probably be the best match to watch as a basketball fan.
Rockets?
Yeah, because like they can bring Fred VanVleet back on either team option or an extension here. So they do have a veteran point guard to kind of set it up. They got a lot of young talent, but it's not like super young, right? Like it's ready to take the next step. And these guys, they can trade some of that young talent, a lot of the draft picks. They have a lot of Phoenix's draft capital as well, which the Suns would love to get some of that back from previous trades that they made. So to me, that would be extremely fascinating because I want Kevin Durant playing meaningful basketball late in his NBA career. And, you know, you only got a few years left of this, and he hasn't been as healthy in recent years, so you just want to see him get to the end of the season
healthy. But see, that's why I would argue that the Spurs are a better fit with an up-and-coming Wimby, also knowing that they're going to have other guys like De'Aaron Fox.
Probably Ace Bailey.
Well, I think Ace Bailey might be in the discussion of what they have to give up.
Yeah, maybe.
That pick might be what they would have to give up to get Durant.
I don't like him going to the Spurs as much because I think timeline-wise, I think they're at least one, maybe two steps behind the Rockets. Like the Rockets, there's a world in which they win that first-round series against the Warriors. And having gone seven games, like they feel ready next year to win a couple playoff series, even as good as the West is, if they add on the edges or make a significant addition and take that next step. So I just think timeline-wise, they're closer in Kevin Durant's time and the NBA is winding down here probably.
Talking all things hoops, Billy Donovan's possible extension, NBA Finals, and more with Cody Westerlund of 670 The Score. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I have a Bulls nugget. I know we're going to delve into this deeper next week because next week is the NBA draft. But going back to the 2022 NBA draft and seeing how that very much shaped the finals that we are watching right now. You know, it's not just the Pacers drafting Andrew Nembhard number 31 overall, but when you consider also that Jalen Williams was drafted three picks later at 34, and to see what he did last night, scoring 40 points in just an absolutely fabulous game. It's also understanding that Dalen Terry was drafted 18th by the Bulls. One of my favorite things to do is go back and look at previous drafts, and when one that was so recent can really illustrate itself in its value and understanding in the playoff production. That's something I think about with the Bulls getting ready a week away with pick number 12.
Well, the guy the Bulls probably should have drafted in that class in 2022 was Christian Brown, who ended up going to the Nuggets, already played a role on a championship team, took a huge step this past year. And you say, like,
he was drafted 21st overall. Yeah,
a few picks later. So you say, like, why would that have been the pick, like, logically speaking? Instead of Dalen Terry, and the reason would be he'd proved himself at the collegiate level, right, at Kansas by being a really, really good player there, stepping up big in big games. And he was just more polished by way of his shooting ability, too. So the Bulls have had a penchant for going potential over, you know, college, what they've proved in college. The Dalen Terry pick speaks to that, the Patrick Williams pick. In 2020, certainly spoke to that because if you're going off college production, I mean, you would have turned your attention to Tyrese Haliburton more in that 2020 draft because he was absolutely awesome at Iowa State. But that has been just their MO here for not all of their time in the front office. Obviously, the Bulls drafted Io DeSumo, a college All-American. That's worked out for him.
But
Io
fell to them in that situation.
Well, it's second-round pick. It's more of the spin-the-wheel crapshoot type of thing. So they did a great job on that. But like, I don't put in them drafting Io in the second round and hitting that pick. I don't think that's like super reflective of how they operate with draft strategy, right? Modest obviously looking like a good pick last year, but that speaks to it too. You know what I mean? Like, he at one point early on in his high school career, like, he was projected to be a one or two pick overall. So they again took the big swing there, but that worked out great because he has skills, you know what I mean? And they're doing a good job in his first year. But it'll be interesting to certainly see how that 12 pick plays out. A deep draft, I don't know that 12's the spot where you're getting that value in this draft, though, that the first half of the lottery expects.
I'll say this. Going back to that draft, I know why the Christian Brown is the easy look at, because they play the same position.
Yeah.
And Brown's been so much better than Dalen Terry almost immediately. Had an impact his rookie season for a team that was winning. But I like the Walker Kessler miss, because that's something that they've sorely needed, is real rim protection up front and a guy who can just...
Well, I've been saying for years the Bulls need to treat the center position as more of a low resource, like low salary, right? Like, you can use a high draft resource on it. I'm for that. But it's just their centers are everywhere in the NBA. The positions everyone has now are centers and point guards. That's why you get back to the Josh Giddey thing. Like, they're going to give him $30 million a year.
No.
And, like, it's just everyone has one. You got to have one, but you're paying a high price for it. And you're paying a high price for your center now with Vooch at $20 million a year annually. Like, it's just not leaving you enough money and proper resources to get the 2 through 4 positions on the floor figured out or have enough depth at those positions. So, like, years ago, I would have been supporting the Bulls to go with just that lower salary center. Like, I think that's a better strategy if you don't have an elite center.
It's the four for me. Like, it's the fact that the four needs to be a spot for major resources now in the league, or at least your three, and that trend is not showing itself, at least right now, with this current roster construction.
Yeah, and look, Modest projects probably as a power forward when he adds more muscle. I mean, he certainly plays there a lot. Billy Donovan likes to play small, so that's where he plays. He's a power forward right now for the most part. But, like, I mean, if he gets a lot better at shooting and you get a really good player, young guy who's a power forward, like, there's no reason he can't play the three and play on the wing a little bit if he can keep progressing as a three-point shooter. But, yeah, like, he looks like the four of the future for them. Especially just, again, like, Billy loves playing small ball, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
And part of the reason is because a lot of guards, but part of the reason is because he likes that style, too.
I think that's what's so frustrating about Patrick Williams and his existence and the fact that they gave him the extension is because you do need a guy on your team, especially if you're going to play small, who can guard 3 through 5. Yep. Like, he can, not a primary five defender, but in a pinch against another team's five, he can be a presence out there. I don't think they have that, but I also think this ties back into the Desmond Bane train. And this is like the new way the NBA is going to go with the second apron, and the way it looks is you can't afford to have three big-time stars all under contract, so they move off of Bane, especially for what they got back, understanding they're now going forward with Ja Morant, and we talked about the center position, Jaren Jackson Jr., a guy who can spread the floor because he can hit threes, one, but also we're talking about a guy who's always going to be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, and that's why it's okay to allocate those types of resources to a big when it's like that. But I love that they now have space for all these other players to be filled with the salary that would have been one man in Desmond Bane.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating NBA trade, right? Like, four first-round picks and a swap for
Desmond. Players.
Yeah, exactly.
And the markets involved, like the teams and like that. That's a big,
the
big
Magic
time deal.
Had to get three-point shooting. They have finally done that. There was nothing they needed to do more, and they had not been aggressive in recent years whatsoever. Always trading away guys, not getting immediate win-now help in trades, just going through the draft, which you get. But, like, it's great. I think at the end of that, we'll probably say the Grizzlies got a little more value out of the deal.
Absolutely.
Because they one of those picks, I think, will end up very high, and it could be the Suns pick next year in the lottery. But I absolutely understand it from the Magic's perspective. And you brought up Jaren Jackson Jr. earlier. If you want to dream really big for the Bulls, like, go pursue Jaren Jackson Jr. on the trade market. I don't think they're letting him go. I think they want to lock him down on a long-term contract extension. But until Memphis shows exactly what they want to do, I agree with you that they don't want to move Ja Morant. But until they show all of this, make a huge offer. Because like you said, he's the type of guy you absolutely justify using resources for because of the ability to protect the rim, because of the ability to step out and shoot three-pointers. That is your modern big man that would be a dream for a team like the Bulls to have.
Yeah, I still very much, for whatever reason, when Arturis Karnashova said summer 2026 is when they have more flexibility, and I knew that that's the end of Vooch's contract, that's what I'm seeing here.
Are you scared they're going to keep Vooch?
It's not even scared. It's just I expect that to be the case.
I think
the problem is, I mean, think about what it took for them to move Zach LaVine. Think about what it took for them to move DeMar DeRozan.
That's not a simple transaction. I think they'll trade Vooch this
before the season starts.
Yeah, in this offseason cycle. I mean, I don't know if it'll be NBA draft. I don't know if it'll be July 1st, but at some point here this summer, I think they'll trade him. We know his name will pop back up in rumors. I think they'll be more motivated to do so this time because there's not much turnover the Bulls can do if they don't trade Vooch. Look, they got 12 guys under contract. Giddey will come back, probably be the 13th. The first round pick will be the 14th player. There's just not a ton of roster turnover if you're not going to trade someone like Vooch. So
I think they
need to make some trades.
They can trade some other people, though. Sure. They could make some other moves with all those guards that they have. And with Vooch specifically, the best part about where we are with the Bulls as it concerns Vooch is Vooch has told us now he's ready to move on.
Yeah, he said he wants to win, right?
Like, and that's a message because there's no winning in Chicago, at least not this season.
I don't think he doesn't dislike it here, but again, I don't think he has strong feelings either way. So if it's time to go on, he's happy to leave it. I do think he's in a different place mentally than he probably was a year ago. More ready to move on. Probably.
I would agree with that. I think Vooch has gone through some seasons here. First, it was the team wasn't playing through him enough, which they weren't. No better example than that season opener they had against the Thunder, actually. Then there was the trying to figure out how Vooch fits in now that I think two people who facilitated his two-man game left. Yeah. And then now it's trying to figure out what he has earned when it comes to being an NBA veteran and an established center, albeit not the trendy one.
Yeah, and I think the most fascinating thing on the Vooch front to watch is the worries expressed interest before. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't look like he's going to be in the Warriors' future plans.
Which is crazy.
He lands in the trade rumor mill all the time. The Bulls could have interest in him. There might be a match somehow there. The Bulls sending something to get Jonathan Kuminga. Like, that would be interesting to me. And it would, again, that's what they want to do. That fits the young players with experience mold. So I think that's a name to keep an eye on. The salary might be a concern because, like Josh Giddey, Kuminga is going to want a lot of money. So you got to see what that is, how that fits. So nothing is extremely clean here, but there's just a lot of possibilities on the trade front, I think, up in the air for the Bulls this offseason.
Who do you think wins the next game in the NBA Finals, Game 6?
I'll go Thunder. I think it'll be really close.
In Indiana. Okay.
I would love to see the Pacers win and go to Game 7, but I'm going to take the Thunder by like 4 or 5 points.
Also me.
Nah, okay. Then I'm going to be the
Halliburton isn't healthy.
Okay. Listen, I'll put out this disclaimer. If Halliburton is healthy, the Pacers win. If he's not, then I can obviously see the OKC Thunder wrapping this thing
up. So on Friday, we can discuss how healthy he was or wasn't when he produces at a higher level, but still is a tad slowed down a little bit. It's going to be hard to say how healthy he is because I think he'll be slowed down a bit.
All Cody right. Westerlin, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
It's Cody Westerlin, always got the basketball knowledge, especially with your Chicago Bulls. A reminder, you can listen all week for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout. That's Saturday, July 12th, with performances by Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. You will definitely have an opportunity to see Layla Rahimi if you get those tickets, because she'll be out there.
I mean, it's not a guarantee.
I mean,
there's a billion people at
that
game.
It's not that many. I found you.
Yeah, but we tend to hang toward the back at events.
That's true. Well, now you know where she'll be.
I'm typically outside during the summer. It's the truth. We have more coming up. In fact, it is time for our weekly visit with Ian Happ, the Cubs outfielder, and we'll ask him about this all-star voting, that's for sure. So that's next here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
High fly ball right field. This one back. It's got a chance. And that one is gone. Nice piece of hitting, Ian Happ.
Here it comes. Line drive, base hit to right. Cubs win the ball game. Brujan scores. Ian Happ walks it off as the Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2 in 10.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Deep drive to left. That's trouble. Back goes Happ near the left field fence. Happ makes the catch right up against the wall.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Do you want to talk about the cutter in off?
Yeah, I don't know how you kept that fair, let alone hit it over the fence.
It's one of those blackout swings where you just black out. It happens a few times a year where you just black out. You're not really sure how you did it.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do toast Ian Happ. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we talk to our resident outfielder. He is Ian Happ, and we know that Ian has a lot going on. He co-hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Yes, how are you doing?
We're doing well. We're excited for some baseball. I know you're excited about tonight's game because allegedly the wind will be blowing out, and I know how you feel about that.
That's what I've heard. I've heard the rumors. It might be a good week for hitting at Wrigley.
I know that superstitions are personal in baseball, but do you even like to talk about the wind given the fate of the season so far when it comes to everything being blown in at Wrigley this year?
Yeah, I think this is – hopefully we're going to get a nice little week here where we get a little bit of relief from that wind blowing in because it's been a tough run-scoring environment at Wrigley, and you can see in the – some of those numbers, home and road splits for the offense, that it's been tough to score. And obviously, you know, we play that close series against the Pirates, and pitching staff did a great job keeping us in it and giving us a chance. So hopefully the offense can back those guys up for a few days here.
I know that that is it's an appreciated and accepted part of baseball life when you know that the weather right now, especially this time of year, can be inconsistent at Wrigley. Later than usual summer, I feel like, coming in. But when you know that it is taking away hits at this point in the season, how do you try to address it as a hitter, knowing that, you know, that might be the case at home when it's gone on this long so far this year?
Yeah, I think we experienced it last year for sure. Last year was one of the toughest years at Wrigley that I've seen. But as a team, we've done a really good job of, making the base running important, not being afraid to have some bunt situations in games when it looks like it's going to be a really tough day to score. And obviously the pitching staff has done a great job, you know, keeping us in. So we've done a really good job as a team, I think, on a personal level. The challenge is just continuing to have your same at bat and not letting the wind affect you, and just continuing to kind of push through and hit some balls hard and the wind knocks them down. Definitely you can get a little bit pull happy in that situation, just because there are hits. If you hit it really hard, you know, pull side down the line, you know, that's, it feels like when the wind's blowing in as a hitter, if you hit something to center or kind of to the opposite field in the air, there's just no chance that you're going to get, double or home run out of that. So it can definitely change your approach as a hitter. And I think you're constantly fighting that and trying to maintain kind of who you are.
Ian, I know the last time you were on the field, it was a nice ending for you, the walk-off to clinch a series win against the Pittsburgh Pirates. I have a question, because I know games are different when you're up by five or down by five, and then when you're playing in all these one-run games. Does the tension level rise, or how do players individually deal with those types of conditions? Because basically for that entire series, it was nip-tuck.
Yeah, I think we've done a really good job as a team of handling it and understanding it, that those are going to be series that you have to deal with. The Pirates have played really good baseball of late, and they've done a really good job of just limiting opponents as far as run scoring. Starting pitching has been really good for them. Bullpen's been really good. I think the series they played before us was all close one-run games like that, like less than kind of three or two runs given up. And so we kind of knew going into the series that that's what it might look like. And it was awesome that our pitchers, you know, kind of did the same thing and limited them and gave us a chance to be in it.
I know that you've talked a lot about you joke about like hating pitching, because there are guys like Jameson Taillon who will mix in an extra pitch just because he can. But you seem to have done a lot of pitching service and outreach lately. We played on Friday the comments from Ryan Pressly, where he said he talked to you about going over what he was doing. What can you tell us about that conversation and what you observed?
Yeah, I think just really cool for a veteran who's been in the league and had so much success as Press has, to be continuing to try to get better and to have an understanding of, hey, something isn't right, or I don't feel like my pitch mix is working the way it should. And so when I was on the IL, he asked me to go through a report and let him know what I would be looking for and what I would be trying to hit and how his pitches would play to me. And so, you know, was able to kind of go through, just give him my thoughts on what I was seeing and kind of how I would prepare to face him, what pitches I would want to handle. And I think it just gave him that other side perspective, and let him change up his mix a little bit and try to work on, you know, hitting some different spots with some different pitches. And obviously, you know, his stuff has played for a long time. It was always going to play. And he's done an amazing job for us.
I really appreciate not only him even saying that, because I don't know that a lot of people would say that publicly, but the candor that he's had when it came to him calling that outing a wake-up call against the Giants, you know, the game that went into extras, and obviously he ends up giving up 8 earned runs, and then how he's worked his way back in, and then coming with, the extra effort. What can you say about him doing that at this point in his career, 36 years old, been on playoff teams aplenty, and he's still doing what he can to make this work, and thusly having it happen where he's back throwing the ninth?
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of who he is as a person. That's the reason why he's been on so many playoff teams and had success in the playoffs, in big spots, is because he's willing to do that. He's willing to look in the mirror and say, this isn't good enough, and always want to be better, even at this stage in his career. And it makes everybody around him better. I think that that mentality from, you know, the veteran back end of the bullpen arm, it really bleeds into everybody else. And I think it's really cool for guys to be able to see how hard he's working on what he's doing. It's really, it would be really easy at this point in his career to say, well, this is my stuff and I'm going to be stubborn to what I've always done, to have that ability to kind of keep adapting and changing and want to be better is just really impressive and fun to watch.
From one veteran to another there, as Ian Happ joins us, as he does at this time on Tuesdays every week on Raheem Ian Harris. Ian, you've got experience as an All-Star. Ryan Pressly's been a two-time All-Star. Don't know if you've been monitoring the voting that just came out, the first tabulations for the National League, but both of your outfield mates, if you will, 1 and 2 in outfield voting. You're right there, also just outside the top 10 in voting. What do you think of where this is, where PCA has the third most votes of any of the prospective outfielders?
Yeah, it's cool. And it's awesome because fans showing up and voting. And I think, obviously, Pete has had a spectacular year, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. And where he transcends even, you know, the Cubs fan base is voting and being there, but he's gotten a lot of national attention, and obviously his highlights and him being so fun to watch, I think the whole baseball world's appreciating that, and it's super cool. You know, he deserves a chance to play in that game and to represent the Cubs in that game. And I think the other part of that All-Star voting is, you know, Nico's right there, Seiya's right there, Carson Kelly's right there. I think we have a bunch of guys who have been having really great seasons and deserve some recognition in that game. You know, Michael Busch has had a fantastic year, and then some of our starting pitchers as well just have been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it'd be nice to see a big representation of Cubs in the All-Star game. It'd be really fun for those guys.
Our segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And Ian, I said this to Marshall, and you would know, as not only a player rep, but also a noted veteran and somebody who observes the league on your podcast. I think it says a lot when Cubs fans make their voices heard, because again, the Cubs need to be mentioned in the same sentence as the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees. Like, that's the kind of respect that this organization deserves for the reach it has. And I think when fans do this, it's an easy way to remind the rest of the league and other people associated with the team as well, and anybody who's observing, that that is the type of expectation that you guys should have. Like, you're the Habs, you are the big names in baseball, and it shows.
Yeah, it's just it's really cool when you're voted in by, you know, by fans, and the people really want to see you play in that game. And I think that's the really cool thing about the Cubs brand, is that, you know, everybody tunes in on Friday at 1:20 to watch our game. It's the only game going in town. I think, you know, you've seen when the team's playing well, just there is that support and notoriety, and the Cubs fans are always there for us. But when we're in first place and we're rolling and Wrigley's jumping for a nice week like this, like, it's going to be pretty special. And yeah, it would be awesome to see, you know, 5 or 6 of those guys rolling out there for the All-Star game.
You mentioned Seiya Suzuki, who really is getting the shaft right here with the Rafael Devers trade. I don't know if you saw how that broke down, but Devers and his 796,382 votes shift now from the American League to the National League, knocking Seiya down to third place. So getting to phase two, you need to be one of the top two vote getters. What are your thoughts, and how shocked were you, first of all, that he got traded, Devers, at this point, and that now Seiya's he's got a long road to climb if he's going to get into that discussion?
Yeah, I guess we don't see a lot of all-stars traded before the deadline, so this hasn't been a pretty common problem. But yeah, I was shocked. I didn't know that's how it worked. And I hope that, you know, the starting lineup's decided by the fans. And I think that it's pretty obvious that Shohei's going to be the guy in that spot, but I really hope that the coaches vote and that Seiya gets in there, because he really, really deserves it. The year he's had, what he's done in his career to this point, like, he deserves to be in that game. So I really hope that he gets in there.
And it's not very often we get to talk to you on a first day of a series, but that's the case when you got a three-game set against the Brewers at home. Ben Brown starting against Chad Patrick. Then you've got the rookie phenom, Jacob Mizorowski. What are you looking for when it comes to just the Brewers pitching in this series? And, you know, take me through a baby hitters meeting, if you will, on day one.
Yeah, we're going to get Freddie Peralta that last game of the series. So obviously we've seen him a lot, and we know kind of what we're going to try to do against him. The other two guys at the beginning of the series are going to be new for us. So, you know, we'll go and do our research and figure out kind of what the game plan is and what stuff that they have. You know, honestly, I don't know a lot about those guys. And then I think the bullpen's pretty similar. So it's going to be a lot of work in the first 2 days trying to figure out exactly kind of what the game plan is going to be against these two guys and without a ton of information. So it should be a good series. It always is. It's always tight series with the Brewers. And like you said, I think the wind's going to be blowing out for a couple of days. So we're going to get good weather and hopefully offense can put up some big numbers and be feeling good.
I know that Mizorowski's slider, his slider checks in at 96. His fastball is easily 102.
It's amazing where pitching is right now, huh? That's pretty impressive.
I don't even know what to say. 96 mile an hour slider is not a real thing to me. Like I might as well be watching a video game.
Yeah, I saw it was just that series with Pittsburgh that we just had. You know, they had some young bullpen arms that had come up since the last time we played them, and you know, guys sitting upper 90s. I saw a 94 mile an hour slider over the weekend. You know, the caliber of pitching just. I think Steely actually tweeted about it. Just the average major league pitcher right now and the caliber of the stuff is it's at a crazy, crazy place. It just keeps getting better. And, you know, that's the challenge in today's game is that the average stuff is pretty elite. And so, yeah, hitting in this era is a little bit different, but I think that's a fun part as the game develops and changes, that hitters keep adjusting and it's pretty impressive.
And also, Ian, I know you've got a Parse Rum jersey that people can get. I feel like this is Parse Rum weather. Like, we're into cold brew weather. Oh, yeah. We connect. We're into Parse Rum weather with the summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some Parse Rum jerseys that we're giving out to people who were listening to the pod and tweeting when they go to Benny's and grab a bottle of Parse, tweeted us, and we're going to get some jerseys out to people. And then we actually have a Connect Roasters jersey, too, that's online on the Connect Roasters website. You could check out, and I'm hoping to see a few people floating around Wrigley and Connect and Parse jerseys. They're pretty cool.
I know that the Parse Rum fans are into it, that's for sure, as well. So, Ian, thanks so much. Thanks for joining us, as you always do every week.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Ian.
That was Ian Happ, our Cubs outfielder of residence. And Ian Happ, of course, you can download that Compound podcast, part of Odyssey Sports. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next is halftime, and I have some breaking news of a return of a Chicago Mac. It's actually not breaking, but it just sounded better that way, but you're still going to be excited about the news.
Yeah, and we have also news about a national anthem going horribly wrong, and I don't mean by the singer. I mean by the organization for which it was sung.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'll make up for it now.
No, it's good. It's good.
This sounds scary and cringe.
No, it's a good thing that happened, but it's a bad reflection on an organization. I'll explain.
Dang, that's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
That it is. And instead of telling you what we have done so far, how about we give you an update on some exciting programming notes today on 670 The Score. Today at 2:30, the afternoon show has Nico Horner. And then at 3 o'clock, it's Jed Hoyer. So you have that to look forward to. We just talked to Ian Happ as well. Cody Westerlund joined us to talk about the Bulls. And then we also touched on All-Star voting. Are you voting? It's an easy thing to do. Show the baseball world who you are if you're a Cubs fan. And also vote for Mike Tauchman.
He's right there. He's right there.
Vote for Mike Tauchman. I think that would be fantastic if we got Mike Tauchman into the All-Star votes and higher up in the All-Star game voting levels. That would be great. I have an update for
Give me
everyone.
An update.
It's halftime.
Let's flash back to 2023, which seems like it was 95 years ago, as much as I've aged, to the discovery of one famous snapping turtle.
What?
You got it, Robbie? Play the
Look
audio.
Look at this guy. Look at his. We got a picture of his most beautiful sign. Look at the size of that thing. Oh, my God. That's a massive turtle. Is that a snapper? He's a snapper.
That's a Chicago River snapper. Are you kidding me?
Look at that beast. Hey, how you doing, guy? You look good. You're healthy. Oh, no. Jesus Christ. Where'd the other guy go? Look at that guy. Look at the size of this thing. Holy hell. You look good. I'm real proud of you. You've been eating healthy. You ever heard of liquid salad? We've been doing that. Al does that.
You know, he's thick but strong.
Are you happy to have spring? Damn, that's a scene if there ever was one, man. Look at that.
He's just hanging out on the rusty chains.
We should take him out to eat.
Until they said hanging out on the rusty chains. Could have been talking about a person. Could have been talking about a steak for all we know. The point is they were talking about, in one of the most Chicago pieces of audio I've heard in my 10 years of living here, Chonkosaurus.
Look at that beast. Hey, how you doing, guy? You look good.
We really should play these drops more often. Well, guess what? Chonkosaurus is back. Chonkosaurus has come back to claim his Chicago River. And he should, because not a lot of people will, because I don't know what's in there. I'm not going in that river. That's for dang sure. But Chonkosaurus doesn't care.
Wait, you're not good with the river, but you're good with the lake. I just want to make sure I have your stances down.
Does it make sense? Not necessarily.
Okay, because they connect. I
don't
know,
man.
You know,
there's one thing about swimming in Lake Michigan. There is quite another about, I've never physically touched the Chicago River. I walk over it a
physically
lot.
Where would you touch it, though?
Exactly.
I guess river walking.
People kayak and stuff, but you won't see me in there. But you will see Chonkosaurus, and that's a good thing. Because not only is the Chonkosaurus existence a sign of a healthier ecosystem, which benefits us all, but also, like, don't you want to see a resilient snapping turtle showing everybody that he's back?
Yes.
Yeah. Chonkosaurus is all of us. So the good news is, a Shedd Aquarium employee caught the first conclusive pictures of the season, which show a notch in the back right portion of the reptile shell, and that's how you know. That's how you know that the chonk is back. So, you know what? Happy summer and all that, yeah. But happy Chonkosaurus season.
You look good. I'm real proud of you.
It's nap time.
Oh, and there's another turtle. His name is Stag.
I'm glad he's got a wingman.
Chonkosaurus and Stag.
Or a wing woman. I don't know the particular genders of these animals.
I don't know. It just is going by Stag. But you know what? I like it when they all sit on rocks and sun themselves, because I do it too. So I'm into it, Chonk.
All right, let's go to Los Angeles. Because that's where the Dodgers play.
I've been there.
There's a young lady, Vanessa Hernandez, if you are into the music scene. She's more commonly known as Neza. She was invited to sing the national anthem on Saturday. This is after the Dodgers had heard her rendition of the national anthem in the Bay Area, where she's actually from. So they invite her, and then she does her warm-up, I guess, and they're like, oh, wait, no, not in Spanish. You need to sing that in English. And she's like, okay. And then she sang it in Spanish anyway. People were on her, right? And the Dodgers were not happy. They said, we are going to do the song in English today. I'm not sure if that wasn't relayed. That's what she was told after she did her little, you know, every, they do the warm up before the game starts. But when she said it, donning a Dominican Republican shirt, explaining in a later video that she chose to sing the Spanish version in response to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement crackdown in Los Angeles that has spurred protests for more than a week and dovetailed with the nationwide No Kings protests against a military parade in Washington. So she said after the game, I didn't think I'd be met with any sort of no, especially because we're in L.A. And with everything happening, I've sang the national anthem many times in my life, but today of all days, I could not. I just felt like I needed to do it. And she was not punished or kicked out of the ballpark, but she said in a video later, safe to say I'll never be invited back to the Dodgers. People were on her on social media and everything else saying how dare her, you know, deport her, all this stuff.
Oh, people are on social media saying that? Gee, yeah. We've never experienced those things.
And it reminded me of a coworker I used to work with. He was mad. Former baseball player, by the way. Who knows Spanish because he's a former baseball player. When people were speaking to him in Spanish. And another coworker was like, they don't understand English is the official language of the U.S. I was like, it's actually not.
The U.S. has no official language.
It has no official language. Also, her Spanish version was actually commissioned by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1945 to be the official Spanish version of the national anthem.
You mean the guy who served four terms elected as president?
Yeah. They had to change the rules after that because he overdid it a little bit. We'll say that, FDR. But anyway, there's been a lot of talk about this, and I'm just like, what's the big deal? She sang it in Spanish. Also, it's Los Angeles.
Embrace your fans. Embrace your people.
A large portion of the Los Angeles Dodgers fan base
speaks Spanish,
and yeah, it is of Hispanic descent. Like, what? Fernando Mania, that was a thing, right? Fueled by what population? Yeah.
It's well, and even the support they had for Adrian Gonzalez at the time too. You know, that was a big deal. I just can't even believe we're even talking about this.
Also,
it's L.A.
Kike Hernandez posted on Instagram later that night, saying, "quote I may not be born and raised," talking about Los Angeles, "but this city adopted me as one of their own. I am sad and infuriated by what's happening in our country and our city. Los Angeles and Dodger fans have welcomed me, supported me, and shown me nothing but kindness and love. This is my second home, and I cannot stand to see our community being violated, profiled, abused, and ripped apart. All," that's in all caps, "people deserve to be treated with respect, dignity, and human rights. Hashtag city of immigrants." People were on him, on his post.
Were they telling him to go back to where he came from, not realizing that he's Puerto Rican? What do you bet that happened?
The people who don't realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America will never not be the funniest people to me.
Are you sure? I mean, I think it's pretty indicative of a bigger situation.
But yeah, that's what we have, and I just thought that needed to be brought to people's attention. It's okay.
Nah, I'm Team Kike.
Always.
Team Nessa.
Except for in the All-Star voting, where I might be Team Other
People. I need you to be Team Mike Tauchman.
Yeah.
That DH race is winnable. I think we should win it. We do five on it next. We got some baseball questions. We have some basketball questions.
Bears.
And some Bears questions. So join us next. It is Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.